and Google Play.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:11 here on a Wednesday. Welcome, everybody, into the Wake Up Crew for this morning. And, of course, it's hump day. Always a good time. And don't forget, county schools are out half day tomorrow. That's Thursday. And city schools are out all day on Friday. Dalton just showed me a picture. Is that Russell?
Maybe Russell's mother. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah. We do know who that child is. That would be a young Brian Barrett.
He's got curls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Little blonde curls.
I did. What is that picture?
It's the one of you and the chicken.
Oh.
You and your pet
and
chicken.
He's still got that same look.
Uh-huh.
That puzzled, yeah. Puzzled where am I look.
It's the same face.
Little did we know at the time what he would become. Wow. So he's always had a fondness
for roosters. He's always had a thing for chickens.
Yeah. Well, that's sweet. That's a cute little picture. And the rooster lived in your living room.
Well, that was a hen.
Oh, okay. So the hen lived in your living room. That's my question.
So I think it may have been Russell's mother.
Yes.
Did they actually live in the house? Or?
As far as I can remember, for a little bit. I think my dad probably nixed that pretty quick.
So, thus your love for animals.
Sure.
Specifically chickens. Because he keeps one in the studio, you know.
He likes dogs.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What
I'm
do you mean?
I'm a dog guy. I'm not a cat person.
No.
No. Who is, really?
Well, when you have a pet hen, I mean, why would you want a chicken?
Why would you want a cat? You could have a chicken.
You've always got a supply of breakfast.
I still can't get over the curls. Did he have a mullet? Let me look and see. Did he have
a mullet? Kind of.
I think he did have a mullet. Your hair's a little bit curly, isn't it?
It is very curly.
Yeah.
If I let it grow out.
Yeah.
Which you can't do anymore.
I could.
Yeah.
I just don't want to mess with it.
But you'd have a mullet back there. A little curly mullet. You had a curly mullet.
I did have a curly mullet.
I remember that. Man, what a cool dude he was in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Now he's a celebrity.
Yeah. TV announcer.
Yeah, TV commercial.
He's going to be, he know he's going to wind up, you know, we're going to have to go to the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame one day.
Oh, one day.
Yeah. You know, we're going to.
I mean, it'll be a long time.
They'll wheel me in. They'll wheel me in a wheelchair.
Maybe you guys can go in together for doing sports.
No, not me. No. But I think Brian's got a good shot. Really, you do. Mm. I mean, you know, look at all the things you've done.
He is the master broadcaster.
I'm Brian Barrett. That's right.
Thanks.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure that'll be played.
That's what I'm playing when he's inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Segments of this show, and then they will quickly realize the mistake that they've made.
They'll make him do a dad joke live on the stage.
Oh, no, he'll try to do a dad joke. It'll be even worse.
They'll cut him off.
And we'll be back at one of the tables and going, four, give him three.
We'll hold up signs.
So... Boy, do you have to be a certain age to get into the Tennessee Radio Hall of Fame? You don't, do you?
I don't think so.
You know.
Who's the youngest inductee?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know. Dave Ramsey's pretty young. I mean, he's 60, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of a young
guy.
Yeah,
he was inducted last year.
Charlie Chase is in it, isn't he?
He is not,
oh, okay.
I don't think.
Okay.
Wink Martindale is one, I remember.
Friend of Elvis.
Yeah.
He's Elvis's buddy. Wink's getting up there.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And, of course, our very own Bart Walker.
Absolutely.
You know.
Four people from who have ties to WGNS in the Hall of Fame.
So, John Young, who does our opens and voice guy, great guy. John Young is a member of the Hall of Fame. Carl P. Mayfield.
Yes.
Who actually started his radio career here before going to Nashville. And Bill Berry, who was really Bart's mentor and worked here at this station, but also owned WAMB in Nashville, and Bart worked for him as a young man before buying this station. So, and Bill passed away, unfortunately, a few years ago, but they were very close. So that's four people with ties, and now make that five because Dick Palmer was given a Lifetime Achievement Award.
That's right.
So he was honored by the Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm honored to know Bart, and what a great accomplishment in his radio career. We should quit calling me Bill, though. Anyway, it's 6:17. It's time to take our first look at the weather. We've got Fox Sports and local sports in 3 minutes. That'll be around 6:20. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. Hope you're having a happy Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
Good morning, guys. Still looking like you'll need that raincoat or umbrella for most of the week this week into the weekend, as we're expecting multiple rounds of showers and also thunderstorms as well. We'll begin today with high temperatures reaching 66 under just light rain showers, and then the thunderstorms develop overnight with a low of 55. They'll continue into Thursday and Friday as a high increases briefly to 72 on Thursday and then drops down quite a bit to a high of 62 on Friday. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Hey guys, Scott Walker here. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy, it could be low T or something else like sleep apnea. Millions of men suffer from undiagnosed sleep apnea, and that's why Low T Center, a leader in men's healthcare, provides an easy and convenient at-home sleep test shipped to your home the next business day. And you receive a CPAP device in as little as 4 days. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to take care of your health. Most health insurance is accepted. To order your home sleep test today, go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad, be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor some time back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet.
Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994, and that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Did you make less than $66,000 in annual household income last year? If so, the United Way's VITA program is ready to help. The free service helps qualifying residents claim their tax refund dollars. Trained volunteers certified to prepare taxes for individuals and families are ready to help you. Visit your local uw.org/VITA or call 211 for a list of times and locations. That's your local uw.org/VITA or call 211.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
Checking games of note in the NBA, the Nets knock off the Lakers in L.A. 104-102 in the surprise of the night. Lakers dropped to 49-14 with that loss. LeBron James, 29 points, 12 rebounds in defeat. Clippers roll over the Warriors, 131-107. Seven different players for the Clippers scored in double digits, led by Kawhi Leonard's 23 points. Now, after five straight trips to the NBA Finals, Golden State is the first team this season to be officially eliminated from the playoffs. Celtics clinch a playoff spot with a 114-111 win over the Pacers in Indiana. Rockets snap a four-game skid with a 117-111 win over the Timberwolves. James Harden leading Houston with 37 points. And the Spurs down the Mavericks 119-109 despite Dallas's Luka Doncic going for 38 points. College basketball, number 2 Gonzaga along with Northern Kentucky, Robert Morris Hofstra, and North Dakota State won their conference tournament titles. They get automatic bids into the NCAA tournament. The Ivy League has canceled their conference tournament because of coronavirus concerns. That means that Yale, the regular season
WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com.
The Blackman boys will open up the 2020 Blue Cross Basketball Championships next Wednesday at 1:15 with Mount Juliet. 26-3 Blaze, 29-3 Bears. One of Mount Juliet's losses came at the hands of Siegel this year. It's the seventh time in 9 years Blackman has been in the state tournament, winning it all in 2014. We'll have the game next Wednesday on radio and streaming. The TSSAA presented Mr. and Miss Basketball Awards last night. Eagle Bulls' Riley McLaren was chosen the winner in Class Single A Boys. Riverdale's Alaysia Hayes a finalist for Class AAA Miss Basketball. Yesterday, it was the Blue Raiders defeating Memphis in baseball 6-1. We'll have Game 2 this afternoon at 2:45 airtime. And tomorrow, the Lady Raiders open up CUSA tournament play at 11 a.m. here on your Blue Raider flagship station, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:22 here on the Wake Up Crew on a Wednesday. That's right. Yeah, someday. Good day of the week, as we always mention. My favorite day of the week other than Friday.
Yeah. Friday afternoon, Saturdays, those are good days. Sundays, but I have to work. I don't have a weekend. I don't get one of those.
No. You don't really get a day off, do you? You really don't get a day off, do you?
No. Not anymore.
What day is it you don't absolutely have to come in at all? None.
None. One Sunday a month.
One Sunday a month. Well, you're young. That should
Congratulations.
Be enough. That should be enough. One for a young guy like you.
Yeah.
But not long periods of time.
Well, it's from about 4:30 to about 11.
On Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that's almost an eight-hour shift.
It's pretty good chunk.
And then back here Monday morning.
Back here, yeah.
But you know what he's famous for?
Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
You know what he's famous for?
Not really.
Pizza commercials?
The real facts. Sorry if I woke everybody up on that. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so excited.
So you know the heads on Easter Island?
Oh, no.
This is what he's famous for?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those giant heads that you see on Easter Island, the giant statues.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like Barbies, and they're 84 feet tall.
Well, they do have bodies that are buried underneath the ground. As they've started to dig around it, they've discovered that all of those heads that you see on Easter Island have bodies, full bodies.
So did they sink?
The scientists don't really know if they sank or if they were buried to begin with. And the dirt washed off the top of them over time.
Oh, wow.
So those are the two options.
Oh, they could have been totally buried, huh?
Right.
Wow. That was exciting. I'm just kind of curious as to whether they sank down or whether they were... I bet they were above ground at one point. Why would you bury something like that?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out whether it's more you know or you're better off knowing less. I'm not really sure.
Well, it's a little of both.
Something you don't want to know. Maybe that's what we should name it.
Or you don't care to know. Anyway, it's 6:24. Coming up, we've got to check on local news. Then, of course, Today in History. Also, CBS News Update in 20 minutes.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah. Come on over and save.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
True Tear Unit works well. Absolutely no pain, no bad sensation at all. None. Don't worry about that. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
You've just got to try it. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
I can't believe that little thing works so well. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The town of Smyrna has received an $18 million loan to improve water infrastructure. Loan 1 of 5 approved by the Tennessee Local Development Authority, with loans for Waverly, Smyrna, Irwin Utilities Authority, and 2 loans for the city of Humboldt, totaling $26 million. It'll allow for treatment capacity of 9 million gallons per day. The loan has a 30-year term and 1.3% interest. A request for funding to add new schools to the Rutherford County education system is a top priority as the community continues to grow. Trey Lee is the Assistant Superintendent of Engineering with Rutherford County Schools.
We've been looking for property and purchasing property, and we presented our latest capital projects budget to the board, and they made some modifications to it. So what we're going to be going to Health and Ed and the County Commission for at the board's request is a new elementary school at Tan Oaks, which we're still calling it the Tan Oaks property. They haven't officially named it yet, but it's between Christiana and Buchanan. It's a three-school property we bought out there. And we're going to be requesting an addition to Laverne Middle and also an addition to Roy Waldron.
A Murfreesboro murder case takes another turn. It's the trial of 29-year-old Brandon Robichaux for the murder of his girlfriend, 37-year-old Leanne Austin. Rutherford County District Attorney Jennings Jones has more details.
At the request of the defense, the trial has been postponed, pending a mental health evaluation of Brandon Robichaud. When the evaluation is concluded, it is anticipated that a new trial date will be selected. Presiding over the trial will be Rutherford County Circuit Court Judge David Bragg. Brandon Robichaud is currently being held in the Rutherford County Jail, awaiting his evaluation and new trial date.
I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news. This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:27 here on this Wednesday morning. It's hump day, and we are so glad that you're here with us this morning. Don't forget, we've got county schools out half day tomorrow, city out all day Friday for a teacher in service. Yep, woohoo is right.
Lots of woohoo.
Yeah.
Woohoo
yeah.
for the students.
Yeah.
Teachers are slightly less woohooed.
Slightly
less woohooed. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's right. But, I mean, still that's better than, you know, having a full day of work.
That's true. That's true.
I always kind of like those days.
Learning something.
Kind of, you know, that's training, you know, helping to continue to keep education afloat with new ideas, new things. We did a lot of sharing during those times. You know, that's what you do.
Do you have a share circle?
Sometimes.
Like a big therapy session?
Sometimes. We might have somebody from the central office. We might have... We did have PLCs. We did have that, professional learning communities, which were very good. So, and they're continuing that. And I guess the city does it all day instead of the half day. Only difference. Okay.
They do fewer of those full days.
Yes.
I think.
Are y'all ready for today in history? Are you ready?
How could we not be?
It's going to be a good one this morning. I guarantee you. It is.
Well, then let's do it.
All right. Today in history.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
You know, Brandon Brooks is back today, and Brandon has kind of become like Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, but nobody fills in for him.
Yeah, he only works 3 days a week, you know, something like that. So, but anyway, let's go to Brandon and see what he's up to today.
This is CBS Rewind.
Light the fire.
March 11th, 1970.
You place the flowers.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released their album.
House
Deja Vu.
Is a very, very, very fine house.
It was the group's second album, their first with Neil Young.
The children well.
This date in 1977, the release of the Super Bowl terrorism movie.
The day we set the big one off, we're only going to be 100 feet off the ground.
Black Sunday.
Right over the 50-yard line.
This date in 1991, Janet Jackson signed a $30 million contract with Virgin Records, making her the highest paid female recording artist to date. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. Now let's check out more Today in History. Here's John.
Thanks, Brandon. Janet Jackson seems like she's been around forever, hasn't she?
Yeah.
We've known her since a little bitty girl, and she's in her 50s now. And, you know, she was in that 70s show, Good Times, toward the end and late
70s. Really?
Yeah, the little girl. And what a made $1 million, billion, something.
She's more money than I'll ever have.
Maybe not. Don't sell yourself short. Dalton, you keep staying on this show and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's just going to, you know. Okay. Here we go. With Today in History, in 1958, we go. Charles Van Doren finally loses on the TV game show 21 after winning $129,000.
And controversy surrounding that. There's a movie about it. It's really good. They were cheating. The network was cheating with him. So
they
were feeding him answers because the public loved him. And so they were feeding him the answers and
he became an icon.
Right.
Yeah. And the ratings were just going out, you know, and the yazoo. It
came out that they were feeding him answers on this supposed
Is that what that trivia show. Movie game show or something?
That's what it's about, yeah.
Yeah. 1968, Otis Redding receives gold record for Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Oh man, he could sing. Big record, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. And in 1997, Beatle Paul McCartney is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
Wonderful, glorious day for us all. Proud to be British, wonderful day, and it's a long way from a little terrace in Liverpool.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
You know,
that little audio clip was people catching him after he walked out after being knighted.
You know, it's funny, you know, these guys, Paul McCartney, he's been busted for, you know, drugs, like 16 times, minor drugs, not heavy stuff, and his wife, but his late wife, and over time, you know, we forget those things, and we go back and look at his work, and would you think he might be the greatest of all time in terms of songwriter, singer, moneymaker, all that combined? Would you put him up there in the top five anyway?
I would put him in the greatest of his generation and his group. I wouldn't go all time.
No, I mean, okay, but his legacy is what I'm talking about.
Yes. Not just, okay. Yeah, right.
Top five rock and rollers of all time?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, all right. Who'd be your first? Elton John?
Yeah, probably. I'm a big Elton John fan.
Elton John, really? You put Elton John before Paul McCartney?
Not in terms of songwriting, because he didn't write his own music. But in terms of singing, I would. Yeah.
And what's yours, Brian? Debbie Gibson.
That's yes. Right.
Time for birthdays. What are we doing here?
I'm going to read our good neighbor of the day today, and that would be Tim Choate is today's good neighbor of the day. He's always helpful in stressful situations, so he's going to receive some flowers from Ginny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers.
All right, call or text in those birthdays, 615-893-1450, and jump in on the birthday line with us.
We're going to get a letter from Davey Gibson. Time for the weather up next.
Good morning, guys. Still looking like you'll need that raincoat or umbrella for most of the week this week into the weekend, as we're expecting multiple rounds of showers and also thunderstorms as well. We'll begin today with high temperatures reaching 66 under just light rain showers, and then the thunderstorms develop overnight with a low of 55. They'll continue into Thursday and Friday, as a high increases briefly to 72 on Thursday, and then drops down quite a bit to a high of 62 on Friday. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume on the increase out here now on 24 westbound, leaving Coffee County through Rutherford County right now, approaching 840, already getting on to 840, headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County. That has really picked up. Buying or selling a home, call Nikisha or Tony Tate at Exit Master Realty. That number is 615-554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We've expanded our tables in order to accommodate large groups. So if you have 12 or 15, we can kind of get you close to each other. We created systems to go along with it. We have spent our time and energy really focusing on making certain that we can do that and get the food out. We want to make certain that we can accommodate you and serve your needs. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
It's time for Fun Bug Facts, presented by AmeriCare Services. Here's Tom Sweat.
Did you know the fastest flying insect is a dragonfly? Honeybees have to make about 10 million trips to collect enough nectar for production of 1 pound of honey. The longest jumping insect? Yeah, you guessed it, the flea.
Family owned and operated. AmeriCare Services, your pest, termite, and moisture specialist, online at AmeriCareServices.com.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events looks ahead toward the weekend. Free coats given away Friday morning from 9 to 11. At Barnabas Vision. They're at 141 MTCS Drive. And the Alzheimer's Association Support Group meets at the St. Clair Street Senior Center Friday morning at 10. Bald in the Borough is Friday night from 4 until 7 over at Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles. Our hats off to the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic for their ongoing involvement in Bald in the Borough. The Diary of Anne Frank continues at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. The 4th Annual Middle Tennessee Pug Festival, Saturday from 10 until 3 at Barfield Crescent Park. Oh yes, the Green Tie Affair and Casino Night is Saturday evening, 7 until 9, in the View of the Fountains at 1500 Medical Center Parkway. It benefits the Tennessee Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra. Call their office at 615-898-1862 for more information. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Now I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Cindy Landham at TheLiberatedEater.com. I help people who are sick of struggling with food, dieting, and weight. Here's the bad news. You can diet the rest of your life, but until you heal your relationship with food, the exhausting battle will continue. But here's the good news. You can be free. We're starting a new group in Murfreesboro in March for people who want to change their food life permanently. Come join us. Go to TheLiberatedEater.com. Click on Local Workshop to find out more. TheLiberatedEater.com. Things are about to change.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
It's simple. If you want to drive in Tennessee, the law requires financial responsibility. You cannot afford to drive uninsured. The state of Tennessee now has a new system that can actually verify your vehicle's coverage. Without insurance, you could pay fines and even lose the right to drive your car. Be responsible. Drive insured, Tennessee.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Revenue in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock, we've had an interesting week on the Wake Up Crew with the dad joke. 10 and 9 were the scores on Monday. Tuesday, Dalton got the punchline.
Yeah, he blew it
by accident.
By accident.
Uh-huh.
And so
my thought process was actually, that's too obvious to be the punchline to the joke, so I'm just going to say it. But it turned out to be the punchline to the joke. So either I'm really smart or the joke was really smartened.
Well, I'm not even going to do one today. I just want to reminisce about last year. You remember when I had trouble with my vision, you know, and it was changing and all that kind of thing. I was diagnosed with being colorblind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really came out of the purple.
I'm giving him a 10. That one was special. That was truly a special joke.
Really?
Yeah. That one really tickled me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to give him a 10. I'll give him a 10 as well.
Man.
It's just kind of been that kind of week.
That's
here.
That's weird, yeah.
CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. We're looking at 641. And don't forget, we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up in about 5 minutes, too. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody.
CBS News Special Report. Message from Joe Biden to Democratic voters after wins in at least 4 of 6 of yesterday's primary and caucus states.
To all those who have been knocked down, to all those who have been counted out, left behind, this
is your campaign.
Bernie Sanders may be staking his political survival hopes on the outcome of Washington State, which is still undecided. So is North Dakota. But political science professor David Jesuit at Central Michigan University says
the kind of primary calendar coming up for the rest of the month suggests that Biden's going to do well.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe takes a closer look at a couple of those states.
Florida, where he's going to face questions about what he had to say about the Castro regime, especially in South Florida. Arizona, which is more attuned to electing moderate Democrats to statewide office or to Congress than a self-described Democratic socialist, although he's likely to do well among younger Latino voters in that state.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
Youth members of McFadden Community Center encouraging Murfreesboro residents to donate food and other supplies through their Operation Fill the Gym event. Donations will be accepted Saturday, March 14th from 9 to noon at the center on 211 Bridge Avenue. Requested food items include cereals, juice, juice boxes, and canned goods. They're also looking for baby items, baby food, hygiene products, and pet foods. For more information, contact Priscilla Murray at McFadden Community Center. You'll find their number on WGNSradio.com. About 150 residents were at Monday night's town hall meeting to learn more about the massive downtown project proposed for where the Methodist Church once stood. The meeting was held across the street in the sanctuary of First Presbyterian Church. The developer wants a mixed-use site, including residential, hotel, office, retail, restaurants, event space, and a parking garage. News Radio WGNS asked Brentwood's TRC Construction President and COO Brian Davis what his takeaway was from Monday night's exchange.
I think overall it was received well. There's some finite comments that we'll take back and see if we can implement. There are some things that are probably doable, other things that are dictated by codes and other ordinances that would not be, but we'll take what we've heard tonight back and see what we can do to implement some of them.
The property encompasses an entire city block bordered by North Church Street, East Lytle Street, North Spring Street, and West College Street. And with a fourth case of COVID-19 reported in Tennessee, shelves of sanitation supplies at local groceries are running low. Shelves with Lysol hand sanitizer and other supplies were left bare at some local groceries. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
We know you work hard for your money, and now that it's tax season, there could be some free tax preparation assistance to help you keep more of your cash. The United Way's VITA program is a free service that aids qualifying local residents in claiming their tax refund dollars. If you or your household made $66,000 or less last year, you qualify. For more information, head to your local uw.org/VITA or call 211 for a list of times and locations. Your local uw.org/VITA or call 211.
You've got miles and miles of grass to mow. So you're going to need a machine built to perform day in and day out, season after season. You're going to need a Gravely built to mow the distance.
Kelton's Hardware and Pet, Middle Tennessee's home for Gravely commercial mowers. Old Fort Parkway, across from Kohl's.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. They got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
On Murfreesboro Tradition, 1920 East Main.
Why join a credit union? Credit unions offer the same services as banks, but are not for profit. Credit unions are owned by their members, not Wall Street investors. Credit unions are among the highest rated services ever evaluated by Consumer Reports. Need another reason to join a credit union? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union now through April 15th, you could win $2,500 towards a summer vacation. Sounds like a good reason to me. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating our 140th year in business.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. My grandfather was a jeweler, and then my father became a jeweler, and then my sister and I became jewelers, and we have another generation that's coming in behind us that are going to gemology school and finishing their college degrees so we can carry on the Murfreesboro tradition for many years to come.
Bell Jewelers here in Murfreesboro.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Here's another reason to bank with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. First National Bank of Murfreesboro offers an app that makes mobile banking easy. Access your accounts, view account balances and transaction history, pay bills anytime from anywhere. You can even make person-to-person payments. I'm Ellie Byers, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
There's only about four or five ways that you can take care of trash.
Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron.
One is dump and cover, like is being done at Middle Point right now. And then there's a gasification process and a plasma gasification process. You're looking at $500 million to put that type of facility in. And for the purpose of burning it and capturing the methane gas and then turning that into electricity and trying to sell it back to the grid, okay, for electricity. Unfortunately, it might be different in California, but here we have TVA. We wouldn't be able to sell the power back to the grid and make any money off of it. We'd have to actually pay TVA to take the power. And then there's composting. It's my suggestion that we look at a composting facility and partner with whoever we possibly can. You know, put it on top of the table and open it up to anybody that wants to come in and has a better idea as far as putting in, running a composting facility, which would take about 65% of the waste stream. And then recycling, probably another 30% of that.
Man on the Street Newsmakers with Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron. Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Turn garbage into dirt, then you have a sellable product. I would like to be the first zero waste county, and let's set the standard for the rest of the state to follow.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
12 minutes before 7 o'clock, we've got news at the top of the hour. It is hump day, that's right. And we're glad that you're here with us here on this Wednesday morning. County schools half day tomorrow. Don't forget, sitting out all day Friday for teacher in service. And it's time to check out today's holiday.
I always like it when they're breakfast food related, because I really like breakfast food. Breakfast is probably my favorite meal.
That you never eat.
I'll eat it for lunch and dinner. I never eat it at breakfast time.
Yeah, I like breakfast.
I like the food, breakfast food, bacon, sausage, waffles.
It warms your heart.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it just makes you feel at home.
Oh, yeah. It's comforting.
Comfort food.
Breakfast food is comfort food.
Yeah, exactly right.
Sorry. I'm getting a little bored with this.
Well, we've got another minute of it, so hang in there, okay? Would you like a bed?
Yet.
Pull in a mattress for you?
He's going to swap his little chair out for a recliner.
He's literally yawning.
Today is oatmeal waffle day.
That's why.
I've never had an oatmeal waffle.
Who
would? I would assume it's just a waffle with oats in it.
Yeah,
I would think.
Yeah,
which oats are good?
Well, it's oatmeal.
It's healthier. It's probably a little healthier.
Probably oats are good for you. I don't know. I've never had one.
No one's going to ever eat an oatmeal waffle.
So that's what today is. The oatmeal waffle day.
Yeah. It's a terrible holiday.
What? Who thought of that?
I'm someone. Probably the guy who makes oatmeal waffles.
Trying to sell oatmeal waffles at least once a year.
Well, he sold none.
I wouldn't think they'd be that bad. I've just never heard of them.
There you go.
And you never will until next year at this time.
6:50, time to focus on the family. You're listening to The Crew.
Have you ever stood face-to-face with the Mona Lisa? She's been on display at the Louvre Museum in Paris, France, for the past 100 years. The Mona Lisa was painted by Leonardo da Vinci somewhere around 1503 and is considered the most celebrated and important work of art ever created. Over 6 million people a year from all over the world see the Mona Lisa in person. It's such a rare painting, you'd think people would want to linger in front of it, to study it, to imprint the experience in their memory. Instead, visitors spend an average of 15 seconds with the painting. That's just enough time for a quick glance and a selfie. That's right. Thousands of times a day, the most celebrated work of art ever created is reduced to a snapshot for social media. That shows that even when you're standing in the presence of greatness, you can lose sight of it. And that shouldn't come as a surprise. Our culture has lost sight of the value of all kinds of things. The value of marriage, the importance of both fathers and mothers in the lives of children, and the value of life. Greatness inspires us to be great. It inspires us to see beyond ourselves, to center our lives in transcendent values like beauty, love, and faith. So the next time you have a chance to be in the presence of something truly great, like the Mona Lisa, don't be in a hurry. Open your eyes to the wonder of it all and linger a while. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Ryan Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey, it's 6:53. I forgot I was on. Hi, good morning, everybody.
You're hosting, right?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, hump day.
Woot woot.
And we got it. We got it for you. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And here we go. We have 4 today.
4.
Count them. 4.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
That's 4. That's right. We start with 1895. Shemp Howard was born. And he's one of the Three Stooges. He took Curly's place after Curly had a stroke. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's one of the three Stooges.
Yeah, he was actually...
Well, I guess one of the 7. There were 7
Yeah,
of them total,
he was
right?
Actually the original Three Stooges.
And then
Curly came on because he didn't want to do it anymore. Then he came back after Curly had his stroke. But anyway, the Three Stooges. 1931, Rupert Murdoch. That's right, Fox News.
Rupert he's a big Murdoch. Player in terms of Fox in general.
Yeah.
So
mainly the man.
He's the man.
1962, Peter Berg, actor, director, and he started out as an actor, but he's become a very good director. I thought you might know some of his movies, but
not off the top of my head, okay. No.
In 1982, Thora Birch, an actress who I've never heard of, but I thought I'd put it in there anyway.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah, give Thora a little. Give Thora a little.
Related to Thor, the King of Thunder.
Give Thora a little bit of.
I want to remind you, now's your chance. Caller takes those local birthdays to us, 615-893-1450. We're giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets.
655, let's take another look at the weather here on the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, guys. Still looking like you'll need that raincoat or umbrella for most of the week this week into the weekend, as we're expecting multiple rounds of showers and also thunderstorms as well. We'll begin today with high temperatures reaching 66 under just light rain showers, and then the thunderstorms develop overnight with a low of 55. They'll continue into Thursday and Friday, as a high increases briefly to 72 on Thursday, and then drops down quite a bit to a high of 62 on Friday. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Don't let hip, neck, or back pain linger. Visit Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
You don't want to let a nagging pain become a chronic problem.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Good morning, watch and traffic really start to build now here on 24 westbound, coming out of Coffee County here into Rutherford County. Traffic's on the increase as well through the Hickory Hollow area as you head towards Nashville on I-24 going westbound. It's also building now 840 over towards Franklin, Williamson County. Pink Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth that short drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Shop at Haynes True Value Hardware for lawn care essentials. Right now, buy a gallon of Roundup ready-to-use vegetation killer for $27.99 after a $4 mail-in rebate. This formula kills and prevents weeds for up to 12 months. The No-Mix formula has a comfort wand with continuous spray and extended reach. $27.99 after a $4 mail-in rebate. This is Jerry Sanders. Pick up this timely bargain of the month while supplies last at Haynes True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time. I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
2 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. I'm going to sign off here for a few minutes and get ready for the second hour. I want to remind you to call or text in your birthday, 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. That's at 128 North Church Street, and it's on the east side of the square.
Tim Choate is today's good neighbor of the day. He's always a big help in stressful situations, so he's going to receive some flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
All right, it's time for the CBS World News Roundup, brought to you locally by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, by Hathaway's Demo Construction and Environmental Services, your one-stop shop for home remodeling, construction, lawn care, gutters, and more, and by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
French's, they've got their huge Spring into Sandal sale going on right now. Men's, women's, kids' sandals, name brands, Chaco, Birkenstock, Sanuk, you name it, they've got it. Big sale going on now. Buy any pair, get 20% off that second pair at French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street, just down from the Dodge dealer.
All right, that's going to wrap up the first hour of the Wake Up Crew. We've got random questions next hour. Do you know that? Yeah, be ready. Get your answers ready. I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
That's coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Wake Up Crew.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows at 7 o'clock.
Key win.